Ever thought about doing a podcast? Our guest is a media consultant. I have known him now for decades. He knows about reaching an audience, and so he has chosen ours tonight to tell you about reaching your potential audience. Holland Cook joins us, and Holland, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure, Jim. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. And you have just published a how-to ebook for podcasters. Is there a real big market for that?
You are potentially talking to anyone anywhere who's online. And with that big an audience to choose from, you can go very narrow and your topic might be staring you right in the face. What are you passionate about? What are you interested in? What can you help people with?
We're not talking here about broadcasting, we're talking about narrow casting.
What's interesting about this phenomenon is that it was the user and not the manufacturer who invented the medium, because iPod was supposed to be a music appliance, but it was the user who figured out that audio is audio. So why does it have to be music? Why can't it be spoken word? And suddenly people started doing do-it-yourself radio. It was amateurish, certainly at first. But because the topics had very specific appeal and because anybody could get them, they started putting this stuff online and other people started finding it. And this was even years before Google and social media. So now it's really easy to get found.
Multiply your podcast subscribers without buying clicks, at which point some out there are saying, what, buying clicks? I've never even sold a click. What are you talking about?
Anybody who's on Facebook is the target of clicks, and you don't see the same ads that I see on Facebook because we've been so careless with what we post. We've told the world what we're interested in, and the artificial intelligence is serving you ads that conform to what the cloud figures are your interests. So people can go on Facebook and Twitter, and you can buy keywords on Google and advertise elsewhere within social media to talk to people who have very specific interests. So this is a great way to draw ears to your podcast and get them to click. Here's the problem. It's a great big numbers game because there's a lot of trial and error. So you got a lot of experimentation there, and you're going to spend some money writing just the right kind of post that will get people to click. And of those people who click, how many will download the podcast? And of that subset who download the podcast, how many will actually listen to it? And once somebody knows about your podcast, bothers to download it, and clicks play, every single moment of your podcast has to buy you another moment of listening.
Yeah.
This is something we in radio are constantly trying to do. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Exactly.
So the good news is, you know, there's no audition. Anybody can podcast.
Yeah.
But because there's no audition, there's no built-in quality control for the program. And that's why I wrote the ebook.
The new ebook for podcasters, which is multiply your podcast subscribers without buying clicks. Holland Cook, hollandcook.com.